This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're a little bit delirious, aren't you, Robbie?
I am a little bit delirious, Dean. I have no right to have any energy at all. My insomnia has struck me last night.
I always thought insomnia was just someone just being too lazy to sleep.
Well, what does that mean?
I know,
sense?
What did that mean?
No, I had to start work early today, and as soon as I start thinking, right now I have to get to sleep.
Oh, you can't?
I can't. And I was getting to that point of falling asleep, and then all of a sudden I was awake again, and I reckon I managed maybe 3 hours last night, and it was a mess. And I was up at 6. No, I was up at 5, work at 6.
Oh, my God. So I had a crazy day like that. I had a very busy day yesterday.
So you were in drag all day.
I got up at 5 doing my drag, but I didn't go to bed till 1 either. But I think that's because I'm just used to not having a schedule.
You do better because you sort of have less of a scheduled routine, I think.
So. I live in chaos, so I guess I'm used to it.
Well,
but
I was never going to say it like that.
Sleep is something that I've been... Oh, it's fine. It's fine. You can say it like that. Let's own it. Let's own it the way that it is. Sleep is something that I don't seem to get enough of, but isn't it just one... Well, I was about to say, isn't it wonderful when you get 8 hours, but I'm looking at your face.
I wouldn't know.
You don't know what that's like.
I barely remember ever getting 8 hours.
Do you get insomnia a lot?
I do. I reckon probably once a fortnight it hits me.
Is there a cure for insomnia?
Gosh, I would love to know. I would love to know. If the listeners could write in.
If you've got a tip for what makes a really good sleep, why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. What makes you sleep well?
I'll tell you what does work for me. There's some great sort of herbal supplements out there. Melatonin is a really good one that you can get prescribed. It's all natural. It sort of helps you naturally fall asleep.
A good foot rub. Get your husband to give you a good foot rub might put you to sleep.
Usually getting up. Look, usually I think the tip is to get up. Watch some TV and just don't
take
the pressure off.
I think watching the TV is the problem.
Isn't it?
I think maybe now we're in this world where there's too many people with the blue lights of their iPhones on the TV. Watching TV could be the mistake. What about reading a book?
It's a delicate balance. That's also a good
idea.
What
about reading a boring book? Read an encyclopedia.
Or listening to a podcast or something.
Not one of ours. Ours are very... Love them.
But, yeah, no, it's about sort of breaking that cycle that your brain sort of gets into of I need to sleep.
I'm really jealous of these people that get a full 8 hours sleep.
Some people just switch it off like a light bulb.
I wish I was that person, but I'm not. I can never turn off my brain, ever. I was wondering. I thought I was just going to let the light bulb light switch go. But I've never been one of those people that can just turn things off. I'm one of those people that'll lie in bed and my brain will just go round and round in circles until it stops.
Yeah, same. And it's messy and I was getting very annoyed about it last night. But I'm so happy to be here. And I must tell you, the sour lollies are getting me through. Look, you wouldn't believe. I'm onto my second packet.
It's going to mean a whole lot of crazy fun for the rest of the afternoon. So don't you go anywhere. Robbie's had insomnia, so it's mad in name, mad in nature. We just can't wait for it. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we were talking sleepless nights, weren't we, Robbie?
Yeah, Dean, I struggle to sleep. I have terrible insomnia. It probably strikes me at least once a fortnight. I'll have one night where I just cannot get off to sleep.
Are you eating late at night? Because I hear sometimes when you eat something late at night that your body digests.
Anything dietary, I do it wrong. I can almost guarantee you that. I can almost guarantee you that. I've been forbidden by my partner to go to bed within an hour of eating these days because I think that's a very good call.
Like everyone keeps saying, well, yes, then don't do it. But we're asking, what are your tips for restless nights? How do we help Robbie get a good night's sleep? Well, I reckon a bath is a good way to go.
Yeah.
Have a nice bath, drain all the energy out of your body, then you'll be laughing.
And that's what I'm looking for, sort of natural ideas, natural ways to overcome it.
Yeah, we've gotten a couple of messages in that are not natural and we're just like, we appreciate that thought, but we're looking...
Thank you, and I'm aware of those methods, but...
we're looking for a more homeopathic approach.
So if you know one, SMS us on 0427 JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
How can we stop Robbie from having sleepless nights? Let us know. This is one in a million by Geordie Island and Ava Hayes. And coming up after this, we've got an interview with a woman that I consider to be one in a million, the lovely Shelley Argent, who is a spokesperson for PFLAG. She's been helping LGBTIQ families and parents and supporting them for the past 20 years. We're going to have a chat because she's got a book coming out called Just a Mum.
Good on her.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You're my one in a million, Dean.
Oh, your mum's going to be very upset about that.
Maybe one in 100,000.
Yeah, that's better. I like maths. Maths is good. You're on Joy. That was Juice by Lizzo, and you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9. And Robbie, I'm thinking maybe you need a juice. Maybe a nice little fruit juice will help you get a good night's sleep at night.
Maybe, but maybe not right before bed because they've got quite a lot of sugar in them.
Well, yeah, it'll probably keep you hyper. Now, we have been putting the call out. What tips have you got to help Robbie get a good night's sleep? He had insomnia last night. He's always struggling with sleep. So what can we do? We did get a couple of messages in. Everyone seems to recommend drugs. And that's a lovely thought, but we were looking for something a little more natural. I reckon his husband could give him a foot rub.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
We got, you know, it couldn't hurt. Missy Lemink said, don't worry if Robbie falls asleep. Missy's coming in later on the show. She'll just come on in and natter with me a little bit earlier. So she's happy to just take over your role.
I've asked her to bring me a nice coffee, so let's hope that works.
Hope well, that certainly works will keep you up. Now, but have you gotten any other tips?
I did also get some messages in. Now, Maddie J has messaged in. Now, shout out to Maddie because she's actually listening from Forge Creek, which is rural Victoria. She's listening from the chicken farm.
Oh, hello. Well, I don't have a chicken sound effect.
I believe she's farming chickens right now while she's listening.
Really? What do the chooks think is a good way to... Just how do you get chooks to have a good night's sleep? Probably feed them.
Well, she says that her job makes her tired and that it helps that she does 12,000 steps on a slow day. But I can also tell you...
I feel really unfit right now.
I know. I mean, I used to be very active in my job. Now I have a bit more of a desk job. But Maddie J also told me this wasn't overly helpful for my sleep, but she did say that she has sleep apnea.
What word was that?
She has sleep apnea. Talking's really hard when you're tired.
Yeah, good point.
And that she stops breathing 52 times an hour without a machine. Now, she can sleep while she's driving. She's fallen asleep.
What?
She's fallen asleep working as a blackjack dealer at the casino before.
Oh, you'd make a
fortune.
Could
you imagine?
I cannot imagine. I'm going to be really honest because it terrifies me to think of falling asleep behind the wheel.
I could actually just fall asleep on you right now, Dean.
I mean, I'm used to it. Let's be honest. You don't bring much to the table. No, you bring lots. Another suggestion was made, maybe not to have 20 donuts before you go to sleep.
Yeah, shout out to Dean. Shout out to Keith, who also wrote in and said, don't eat donuts at 11 p.m. Now, I did happen to be eating donuts with Keith at 11 p.m. last night.
But what kind? Like, if they're the glazed ones, too much sugar. But yeah. I reckon a cinnamon one.
No,
it's
I'm
like
talking
having,
like these crazy
it's
loaded
It's like having
donuts.
A piece of toast. Like, it's safe. Oh, you mean the... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like from the crazy shops with all the flavours and all the toppings.
Yes,
and
that was a mistake. Stop having so much sugar late at night. Maybe we need to have a cut-off time for you. After 8 o'clock at night, you can only have a piece of cheese and that's it.
Thanks to Marky Mark, who's just written into it and said, put the Hillsong channel on TV. That'll send you to sleep. Also, another good tip, which we
can't read out his other tip. That's more of a hide-and-seek.
But I love it, Marky Mark. I like your way you think.
But thanks for that one, Marky Mark. Well, if you've got any more tips, let us know. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. Coming up, we are going to be talking Globe Community Awards and finding out how you can nominate someone.
It's
only a week until the deadlines are closed for nominations. So get your nominations in. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Mostly cloudy, top of 17. Friday, a few showers, 15. Saturday, a partly cloudy, 15. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy and 15. Currently 14 degrees in Melbourne CBD. In Geelong, it's 13. Next Joy News update, 5:30.
Thank you very much, Gary. Well, I thought you were going to make a quip about MasterChef and it all turned in a different way at the end of that news report.
You were very sad about that, weren't you?
I know, it's very upsetting.
Yes, I am too. It's very upsetting. My mother had one of the cookbooks, the famous one, and I've got the copy.
Oh, good. Won't be signed, though, unfortunately. No. But, you know.
She won't be appearing on MasterChef either.
No, neither. But, okay, I just want to ask why we've got you here, Gary. Robbie's been having trouble sleeping. He's got insomnia and he's not able to get to sleep. And we've been asking some of the listeners to tell us what their top tips are for helping Robbie get some sleep. I suggested a foot rub from his husband.
Right.
Many messages have come in suggesting something else gets rubbed, which is not ideal.
Thanks for those. I love the way you think, but as if I didn't try that.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then there was a great message saying some lavender. Lavender would be a really good way to get a good night's sleep. Have you got a tip since, you know, you're resting a lot, you're retired now. A tip for Robbie for how we can have a good nap.
Turn off all media at least 2 hours before you go to bed.
Oh, no, sorry.
2 hours?
Sorry, Gary. Time's up.
2 hours? But what do you do for 2 hours?
You watch television.
That's media.
Oh, okay, so you mean
read a book.
Engage in with.
Social
okay.
media engagement. All right, sorry.
Good
yeah.
point.
I'm glad we corrected that because I just have this idea of Gary sitting alone in his house for 2 hours with a good book.
Watching
just
Patreon.
Like, oh, can't watch. Yeah, just looking at the wall going, oh, time for bed.
Time to go to sleep.
But can't, my phone alarm doesn't go off. Got to check my watch because I can't use technology. Thank you, Gary.
Sex is good too.
Oh yeah, well, it never hurts. Haven't had some.
Sometimes it does.
Well, oh my God. I love you, Gary. I need to collect all of these for Gary's roundup of the week. All right, let's find out what's happening with the traffic and trains because I think I've lost it.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.